And I invite all the children to come.
Hello?
There. Children, come on up. Even those who aren't real children, just young people. Come on up. Not you, John. Even though you are trying. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm Mr. Rob. Who are you?
Clayton.
Clayton? Nice to have you here, Clayton. A new face. And there's some little girl faces. Good morning. Good morning. I have something to read to you from the Bible and then tell you a story. And as I got this out, I thought, this is the way a Bible should look. It's been used. Colleen and I bought this when we got married, way back when. But I was reading it in it the other day, and I thought, this goes along with what was just read from Scripture, to love your neighbor, to do good acts. It's from Luke chapter 6, I think. Yeah, Luke chapter 6, anyway. And I have this starred here. But, and this is Jesus speaking. This isn't Mr. Rob. This is Jesus, the real thing. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. That's an awful lot, isn't it? What jumped out at me was, we are supposed to love and do good deeds even to our enemies and to people who we don't particularly like. And the last part there, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. I work with the homeless in Corvallis, and I hear from some people, either directly or in between the lines, there's some of those homeless people, they don't give a hoot about anything. They just want something for nothing. Give, 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 and they want to take, take, take. Well, maybe there's some truth to that. Maybe there are some people like that. But Jesus said, lost my place. But Jesus said, he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. So to me, that's saying Jesus said, give to the poor, help the homeless, help those who can't help themselves, and not to get anything back for it. Don't need a pat on the back, a thank you, my picture in the paper. Jesus said to be kind to other people. And the story that goes along with this, about 25 years ago, there was a little girl sitting here, just like you guys are, and gals. And her family were going on a camping trip. Just the kids, her big brother, her little brother, and her dad. Left mom at home, have a nice weekend by herself. And we were, yeah, this is my daughter, Molly Schultz. We were going camping. And back then, we didn't have gobs of money. So it was really special when we went out to eat. And I remember we started that trip early on a Friday morning. I think school was out for some reason. Or sometimes I took my kids out of school just so the other kids could have a chance to catch up. That's what I used to tell them. But it was a Friday morning, I think, early. We wanted to get away, head over to Eastern Oregon. And so I treated them to breakfast at McDonald's. And that was a big deal. I don't know, maybe you guys go out a lot, but we didn't. So that was really special. They could get whatever they wanted, and it was just for them. They didn't have to share. Sometimes we'd go places and buy one great big soda pop, and everyone had to share it. But this time, they got their own. Went in, got it, got back out in the truck, and we're headed down the alleyway out to go on, get on Harrison, and head east. And my daughter Molly saw a homeless person kind of huddled down in the corner of the alleyway, all by himself, looking a little hungry and sad and cold. And Molly said, "Stop, Dad. I get teary just talking about it." She was only about 10 years old, and she must have heard some story like this that you're hearing today that Jesus said to give to other people. She said, "Stop." I stopped. She got out and went and took her, I think it was chicken nuggets, which normally we'd never buy. I mean, it was special. And she gave it to this man, along with her drink. That's what Jesus wants us to do, is to help and give things to other people, not to get anything in return, but just to do what Jesus did, is to help others. So I want to give each of you, this is a gift certificate to Burger King. It's not for you. It's for the next time you are out and about with your family and you see someone who you think might be hungry, who isn't as lucky as you are to have nice clothes and food and a roof over their head. Stop and or ask your mom or dad, "Could you stop? I think this is the time I want to give this gift card away." So, it's for you to give to someone in the name of Jesus. Say, "Thank you, Mr. Rob," and head back to your pew.